Hello and welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Hannah Haynes. The changing season means migration for many Missouri birds. But as weather warms, birds won't be the only ones out. With birds comes birders, also known as bird watchers. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service reports nearly 46 million Americans watch birds. John Besser is the vice president of the Columbia Audubon Society. KBIA's Beatrice Costa-Lima went birding with Besser to learn more about the hobby.
One of the things, weird things that birders do is a technique called pishing. What it sounds like is making a little noise. If you're approaching an area where birds are hidden, sometimes if you make that little pishing noise, they'll get their curiosity and they'll pop up where you can see them. We used to go down to visit my parents in southern Arizona, and there's a bird species that's famous for occurring in those mountains down there called the elegant trogon. And this is the only place that members of that family occur in the United States. So it's a spectacular bird with a green tail, a red belly, and it's big. And I also remember because my wife woke up feeling sick that day, so she couldn't go with me and my brothers on this field trip. And so I expressed my regrets and headed out the door and saw this spectacular bird, and she still kind of holds it against me. I think she's seen the bird since, but I think she thought the right thing to do for would be for me to have stayed in the apartment with her and helped her on her sick day. But that just seemed crazy to me as a bird watcher that I would pass up this opportunity. And I've been birding it my whole life. I can definitely tie it to my grade school buddy, Larry. And his dad was a birder, and he knew his birds, and he took Larry and me out bird watching, and we just got hooked on it. Did you hear that noise off to the left? There must be a roost of blackbirds. Wouldn't be unusual for there to be a couple thousand in there. Some of it maybe just human nature to kind of collect or you know, learn about stuff. I mean, I joke with my wife. She's an aficionado of Pokemon Go, and she everywhere she goes, she's collecting these imaginary animals, and she birds too. And so sometimes we kind of do parallel play. We go out, and she'll be collecting her Pokemon, and I'll point out a bird, and she'll get her binoculars out. She hasn't really got me interested in the Pokemon, but cardinal down there. Even people that are not, really naturalists or biologists or particularly outdoor-oriented people can be fascinated by birds. I mean, a lot of people just look at birds in their backyard and put feeders out and nest boxes and such. And then there's the other extreme, the people that, go around the world and see thousands of species, and I'm sure that's very cool, too. There's kind of a niche in there, I think, for just about anybody to be comfortable with.
That's it for this week on Missouri Environment. To learn more about Mid-Missouri birding and the Columbia Audubon Society, visit KBIA.org. I'm Hannah Haynes. Thanks for listening.